Welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. If we've not met, I'm Rob Shore, your host. Did you know that you can get Wholesaler Masterminds Radio at iTunes? I think you might have if you've been here before. Jump out to iTunes, type in Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Take us with you on the road. You probably have some airport time or some windshield time, and we'd like to feed your brain with some information about how to become a better wholesaler. In the spirit of that, I want to tell you that recently I was at the CFDD conference, Center for Due Diligence Conference in Chicago, and I was honored to be on a platform at the request, a panel discussion, at the request of Ross Marino. Now, I don't know if you know Ross, but let me tell you a little bit about him. Ross is the CEO of Recon Intelligence. Now, many of you may know Recon Intelligence and their kind of sister unit, if you will, 401k Recon. Recon Intelligence does 150 to 200 meetings across the country where they bring advisors from different firms all into one meeting room and invite wholesalers in to discuss practice management with those individual advisors and then give a quick commercial message about their product. Well, in addition to that, Ross is also a tenured advisor. 23 years he's been with a nationally recognized broker-dealer as one of their top producers. And so the topic of his panel discussion was what advisors want from wholesalers. And isn't that a timely discussion? What advisors want from wholesalers? You know, we've done one of these in the past, and I'll link it up in the actual post for this on wholesalermasterminds.com. We did one of these before with another gentleman who was a financial advisor down in San Diego, gave us insights, right? How can we jump into the mind of a financial advisor? And that's what we want to be able to do today with Ross Marino. Ross, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
It is absolutely my pleasure. So how do we as wholesalers and you as a corner office guy, you don't work in a warehouse, but in the nomenclature of wholesaling, you're a corner office guy, you're an A advisor, you're someone that we covet. You've been in the business for 23 years. How do we possibly make inroads with you? It doesn't sound easy.
Well, it certainly isn't. And part of that is early in your career as an advisor, you meet with lots of different wholesalers. Some add great value, while others don't add any value at all. And like many advisors, you come to the point where you don't see that many wholesalers anymore. And really part of it is because you've had so many meetings that just didn't bring any value. An example I would bring is for a typical client, they may have four updates per year, 30 minutes each on the updates. They pay me well, I'm at their call, I manage their affairs, I advise them, and they're on the calendar for 30 minutes. Well, I'll sit down with the wholesaler and have a slot for them, and 20 minutes into the conversation, we're still playing 6 degrees of separation. And those are some of the reasons, or one of the main reasons, I think, that advisors don't let wholesalers in the door, and it's because with their previous meetings, they've spent so much time doing absolutely nothing profitable while they're trying to build a relationship that they just put up a wall and then the wholesalers can't get to them.
Didn't you say something in the panel discussion about the wholesaler today is paying for the past sins of yesterday's wholesaler?
Yes, excellent memory, and I think that's an exact quote, although I was kind of winging it. And that's what it is. When you sit down with three or four wholesalers who play 20 degrees of separation or ask if you want a sales idea on a trailing five-year performance number, you're instantly going to shut the door. So while there are places where a wholesaler can add value to me, if they come with the typical approach, which we've seen before, it's going to be a waste of time, and there's really not much more valuable to an advisor from time than their time. So when we see that type of opportunity, can I come and see you, we're going to instantly remember the last few meetings that weren't profitable at all, and the answer is going to be no.
So getting to see Ross Marino is a bit of a gauntlet, if I can even get through it. Obviously, potentially profitable once I succeed, I'll be optimistic. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what are the screens and what are the hurdles you have set up? Because I got to figure out for my audience, for my wholesalers that listen to Wholesaler Mastermind Radio, you know, how can we help them not get around them in a undermining sort of fashion, but how can we work within the system and figure out where are the cracks in the door here?
Well, when you get to the point of being an A advisor, chances are your schedule is tight and it's intentional. And as we talked about, Rob, at the CFDD, the key word I want to communicate to the wholesalers is top advisors are intentional. What I may do may not be the most productive, may not be the best. Many people would disagree with how I do certain things, but at the very least, I know what I'm doing, and I have reasons why I'm doing that. So that creates a very structured day. My gatekeeper, who is legendary, I might say, her name's Barb. She's fantastic. She screens everybody, and she is trained to tell the wholesalers that Ross never takes unsolicited calls from wholesalers. And they say, okay, that's great, and then she'll say it a second time. He never takes unsolicited calls from wholesalers. However, he does read every email. So if you have something you want him to see, you can email him directly. So while I don't accept the phone calls to chit-chat because there really isn't time in the day to do that, I certainly do scan my emails once an hour is about the average. So if you want to get to me the way my day functions, you have about 2 to 3 seconds in an email for me to scan it and see if it's something that I want to investigate.
So before we go off into a discussion a little bit about that crack and how we might be able to get in it, let's talk about some other wholesaler opportunities to get advisors' attention and how they succeed or fail in your office. And let me be clear, wholesalers, that, you know, as Ross will be the first one to tell you, he is one voice and runs one practice, and he is unique because he is Ross, and other advisors have their own setup. So this isn't the gospel. This is one gentleman's look and viewpoint about dealing with wholesalers. But having said that, Ross, what happens if I do a drop-by in your office?
Well, it'll probably be the last time you ever drop by because there won't be any value out of it for you. There's no way anybody's ever going to drop by and actually get an appointment. So that's not going to work. I don't do lunch. I don't take breaks like that. I don't go out for coffee. I don't go out before work. That's family time. I don't go out after work. I don't do dinners. I don't do any of that. So many of the social or just, hey, I was driving by, wanted to stop in, that's not going to work in our branch.
Okay. So let's talk about, you know, because we're kind of, it's like a funnel, right? We're talking about all the possibilities. Will I reach you by voicemail, by the way?
Well, that's a great question. Voicemail is right up there with lunch. I don't do voicemail. I can see it right now, there's this light on my phone that's been blinking. It says message next to it, and I think it's been blinking as long as I've ever had the phone when it was installed. I've never actually pressed it. I think it goes to voicemail, but I don't do voicemail. A couple of reasons. One is if someone calls in and they need to talk to me, they are instantly put on the calendar for a return call. I don't play phone tag. I don't want to listen to the voicemail. If you need to talk to me, great. We'll get you on the calendar. And the other is for wholesalers and other people who ask for voicemail, they would call once a month or once every 2 weeks or whatever their cycle was, and they would want to leave voicemails with a sales idea, resource, or product. They'd burn up staff hours, and I'd end up deleting all the voicemails anyway. So I completely eliminated voicemail, although there might be a message on there, which is why that light's blinking. I'm not sure if that's an intro or the message. But that's not going to work in our branch.
So what I'm hearing is the light bulb on the phone will burn out before – the message.
I think that's a pretty fair statement.
let's talk a little bit about this crack that has evidenced itself. And really, you know, when you and I were talking pre-conference, you were telling me this exact same story. You know, I knew there was hope. I knew you weren't an untouchable because you read email, and that's good. So you know all the walls were not boarded up. Windows weren't boarded up. I could sneak through one of them. Before we get there, I want to remind our audience that, as always, we are brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. Can I ask you, if you've not subscribed, what are you waiting for? I mean, I'm bringing in unbelievable columnists from all disciplines out in the business community. Most of them have nothing to do with wholesaling, and every one of them writes stuff that is spot on to help you improve your business. Jump out to iCarryTheBag.com, subscribe for yourself, and you'll get a subscription for your internal wholesaler for FREE free. Ross, email. Talk to me a little bit about this now. So I want to get in your brain for a second here when it comes to email. What are you doing with it? I mean, in other words, I heard you say you're in there about once an hour. How does it usually process in your brain?
Well, I try to be consistent with the time management discipline and try to be the key words of do something with it, delete it, or delegate it.
Okay.
So when I'm looking at it, I'm certainly trying to move through as quickly as possible. My inbox is not a file cabinet. I do not save emails. I think right now there's probably 3 emails from today in my inbox, and I'm on Eastern Standard Time, and we're in the middle of the afternoon. So I do move through them pretty quickly, and I'm looking for if I have to respond and do something with that email, or if there's an opportunity that may fill a need that I need to investigate. And usually within 2 to 3 seconds, I'm going to know that. So if it says upcoming conference call, it's delete, or performance review quarterly, delete. But if there's something that may relate to growing a practice, managing a practice, something right brain, anything that I might be able to use immediately, I'm going to take a look at that.
Wholesalers, are you listening? Are you listening to what Ross is saying? If you're sending an email that says, the Foonman Small Cap Fund just got 5 stars, Ross, what are you doing with it?
Delete.
Delete. We have a roadshow coming to the Hilton near you. Delete?
Delete.
Delete. So what kinds of things, let's be very specific here, what kinds of things grab you? What gets your attention?
It's usually going to be 2 categories. It's either how to grow your practice or how to manage your practice. So I don't really attract to portfolio management by email. If there's the 5-star fund that they send, sure, it would be nice to click on that, find out what it is. But when I'm doing email, I'm not doing research. So it's a different thought process. Email is, what do I need to do next in my brain? So I'm looking for something that says, here's an idea you need to look at next. So I'm looking mostly for productivity. I look at the marketing more from a recon standpoint because I want to see if there's a resource that we can bring to the thousands of advisors that come to our events every year. But from a practice management for myself, my book, my advisors, my branch, I'm looking for productivity-type tools, resources that I think I can use immediately, not 2 years down the road, to help improve my practice.
Productivity, marketing ideas, practice management ideas. These are the things that are going to get you to click and open, yes?
I think so, and I'll be even more specific for you, and we did touch on this at the CFDD. With our recon events, the feedback that we receive from advisors on what they liked relates to immediate, actionable ideas. So when they're writing what speaker they liked on our feedback forms or what sessions they enjoyed, they often reference some immediate actionable idea, such as, I like the quarterly report format, they're going to follow up with that. I like this personality test. They're specifically mentioning some idea, some tool that does not have 28 pages in it, but is maybe a one pager or one idea or one website. They put that down in the feedback. That's what I'm looking for, and based on the feedback that we've received from our attendees at our events, the advisors like quick, immediate, actionable ideas.
Can we talk for a minute about frequency? Because as wholesalers, if we're trying to get Ross Marino to warm up to us, he's one of the almost untouchables, but worth the relationship once I get an opportunity to establish one with him. Am I going to piss you off if I email you, let's pick a frequency and just deal with it for a second. Am I going to piss you off if I email you weekly?
You know, I don't think so on weekly. There's some of them that come a little more frequently, and I do unsubscribe from them. So I was going to joke and say, no, you won't piss me off, but I will unsubscribe in 6 seconds. So there is a balance between frequency and pushing it too far. And I don't know if I can tell you what that balance is, and obviously I'm the opinion of one here. I don't think once a week is going to get me to unsubscribe from your list, but every other day, and sometimes twice a day from the same firm, you're gone. I can't spend all day deleting messages.
So let me test that back for our wholesalers that are listening. I could get away with once a week frequency with you, but I have to adhere to your first point first. So if I'm hearing you correctly, and please stop me if I'm wrong, if I'm going to email you weekly, I have to quickly establish that what I'm emailing you, either by the title or the first sentence, has value around productivity, marketing, practice management, has immediate actionable ideas attached to it. Correct?
Yes, I think that's safe, and I think I can be a little more specific with that. if I start receiving the broad selection of emails from a provider, from conference calls, earning reports and everything, you are now training me that most of your email is irrelevant. You're sending me the smorgasbord, which means I'm just going to delete immediately anyway, because in general, it's not something that I care about. So I do think wholesalers need to find that balance between, you know, do you want to have conference call emails? Do you want performance reports? And I've responded many times, I don't do conference calls. If I don't do voicemail, I'm certainly not going to sit through a conference call. And people have taken me right off their conference call email list. So firms have that capability. Wholesalers have been accommodating to that. I have no problem doing that. But I think if the wholesaler would reach out to the advisor and say specifically, do you want this style, do you want that style, that's going to sound more professional to me, and I'm probably more apt to work with you because you're considerate of my time, not just I'm going to dump everything on and see if something sticks to the side of your brain.
Okay, great point. All right, what else have we missed that is an insight as we're wrapping up our time? What else have we missed that is an insight that you want to make sure that kind of as a conduit, one man's voice, but a conduit for the advisor community, and you got the double-edged sword working here. You're the conduit for the advisor community, and you get all this great feedback from financial advisors courtesy of the Recon Intelligence functions. Last tidbits you want to leave us with?
I'll leave you with a couple, and thanks for that. First is to just stress on the advisor's day is intentional, is to understand that we're not winging it throughout the day, and the wholesaler has to find out what intentional for that advisor is. For some people, it may be, I go out to lunch 3 times a week, and yes, I'll go out with a wholesaler. For others, I don't do lunch, but you can come in and have a cup of coffee with me. I think they want to know that, and they have to find that. And then the last nugget I think I would leave, and this is important to me, and I don't know how easy it will be for wholesalers to institute, but it keeps coming up when you and I have conversations, and that is when a wholesaler says, I'd like to drop by for 5 minutes, I know they're lying because it's not 5 minutes. And they want a quick phone call. It's not a quick phone call. They're going to stay there until we ask them to leave or until I quit responding. And for a lot of advisors, they're not going to be rude and ask the wholesaler to leave, but you can be assured that wholesaler will never make it into that office again. So if some wholesalers could find out a way to approach advisors with a finite offer, such as, I've got a new idea, it's working, it's out in the field, it might fit your practice, I can explain it to you in 3 minutes. After 3 minutes, and I actually mean 3 minutes, I will say, you want to get following details on this or not fit for you, and I'm off the phone. If you could give me a time commitment like that, I'd take those calls, I'd respond to the emails, but I can't trust them because I know 5 minutes is just a cliche of, can I get you on the phone and I will keep you on as long as I possibly can. I have wholesalers that I will send emails to and say, I'm rebalancing. Where are you getting flows right now? The best wholesalers I work with, they just send me a few stock symbols or a few fund symbols. And that's all I need. Other ones try to schedule a call, a bunch of PDF attachments. They overload me. I never get to them, and that's it. They're out. But the ones that know me give me a few symbols, and I'll often follow up and say, hey, I need some info on this. Find out how the advisor wants to be connected with, connect in their parameters, and if they can trust you from a time standpoint and what you're bringing, then I think you can develop a relationship.
Wholesalers, this is unvarnished truth from one advisor's perspective, and I think the key here is unvarnished. I'm not here to sugarcoat it, and we appreciate, Ross, the notion that you've given us the straight scoop. We can take it to our practices, retrofit it accordingly for our geography and our channels and our advisor populations. There's kernels of truth within this that I'm sure are applicable as wholesalers kind of retrofit it back, as I say. There's kernels of truth in here for every wholesaler. It's just a matter of taking it and making it applicable to your own territory and your own unique circumstance. Ross Marino with Recon Intelligence, thank you for being on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My pleasure. Appreciate you having me.
Wholesalers, come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.